We begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Gimel, begin the Amud Aleph, begin with Teis de Maschil. Teis begins the words of the Gemara, but with the Reisha, the first cases are Pater Umuter. Not only are they exempt, but actually they're permitted. Teis comes to explain actually why they're permitted, but the person is violating a different problem, that of Lifnei Iver L'Sita Mikshel. That is, the Gemara told us that it's not a difficulty. Why didn't the Tana describe it not just as 8 cases, but rather at 16? Because seemingly you could have counted all the Akiris and Hanochas of the Balabais and of the Ani. And then if you're going to count the Hanochas of the Ani, where the Balabais is Chayav, and the Hanochas of the Balabais, where the Ani is Chayav, you can actually get to a number 16. And then the Gemara says that no, since actually those Hanochas are totally permitted even initially, for example, if let's say the pauper, he goes and he puts it into the hand of the Balabais, or he takes from his hand, where that akira or the hanocha that the Balabais is doing is totally permitted, so to reflect to the Balabais takes it outside, and he puts it into the hand of the Ani, or he takes from the hand of the Ani, where the akira, the hanocha, the Ani is totally permitted, therefore the Tana didn't count those as cases. That is what the Gemara was saying, as our Taisa quotes in Debre Masl, that they're pater mutter. However, on that Taisa asks, Vim Temi begin to say, Taisa asks us to take a second look. Why is it that those akiras that the Balabais did, meaning when he has his hand open, where he picked it up from the floor in his house, let's say, and the Ani goes and takes it from him, or let's say when the Ani has his hand open and the Balabais takes it from outside inside, that those are permitted akiras, but v'ka'over alifnei iver l'sita mikshel. You're right, he didn't do an akira nanocha in the laws of Shabbos, but he's violating what says in the Torah that in front of a blind person, you're not supposed to put a stumbling block, which also includes you're not supposed to allow another person and assist him in violating a negative prohibition. Where here the person is violating because he's allowing the other person to do the malacha b'tzah on Shabbos. And as Taisa explains, and even though it could be talking about that the other person, whether it be the only the Baal Bais, could have taken it, even if it would not have been in his hand, he could have taken it from whichever domain he's taking it from, where you're right, in that situation that would answer our question, the other person would not be violating Lifnei Iver, and we know this as the Gemara tells us, the Moshed Kais Yain L'Nazar, regarding a Nazar, a person that take a vow of being in the Zeris, he's not allowed to have wine. Where it talks about it, regarding someone who stretches out the cup of wine to the Nazar, the Mukila Beperikam of the Mesechtes Abedizar. The Gemara in the first Perik, Mesechtes Abedizar, Navam Amabez explains that is a violation of Lifnei Iver is only the Koi Betri Avri de Nahara. Only if it's on two different sides of the river, meaning the wine is on one side of the river and the Nazar is on the other side, where had this person not passed out the cup of wine to the Nazar, he would not have been able to drink it by himself. Only over there, says the Gemara over there, then he violates Lifnei Iver. But if he could have taken it by himself, so the one who's passing it to him does not violate Lifnei Iver. And therefore, maybe you could say that also will be here, we're talking about where, yeah, the reason why the one who's doing the Akira, picking it up, he's not violating even Lifnei Iver, is because the other person could have taken it without him. But still, as Taisa, Mikam Makam, however, it's a Derabon and Mi'ikam, there is still at least a rabbinic prohibition. Even if he could do it without you, so you're not violating the biblical prohibition of Lifnei Iver, Shechayev Lafrish Meister, there's an obligation of separating someone from doing a prohibition, where, okay, you're not assisting him, but you're still not stopping him, and therefore, why is it Pater Umutter? It's not Mutter L'Ketchila. You can't just hold it there and let him take it, you actually have to stop him. And moreover, continues Taisis, Vafili Imayir Benachin, even if you're going to say that the other one is a non-Jew, where Dolei Shayach Lifnei Iver, where it doesn't apply the prohibition of a stumbling block for the non-Jew, so therefore maybe that's what we're talking about when if you just do the Akira, which is not even the Akira Nanacha of the prohibition, because it's when this other person takes it from your hand, he's doing the Halachic Akira and then the Anacha, and maybe that's the case that we're talking about, that it means Pater Umutter. But says Taisus, no, because Mi is the Rabban and Mi Ikka. Even in regards to a non-Jew, it's still a rabbinic prohibition. Like we learn at the end of the parak, in the Testament Aleph, the Gemara tells us, you're allowed to give food to a non-Jew if it's in the courtyard. Let's say not Leviyatze. Let's say he takes the food that you gave and he leaves. So in the skakon, like, so you don't have to get involved. You don't have to stop him from carrying out into the street. That sounds like it's specifically only that you're allowed to give the food to the non-Jew if he's in the courtyard. But if he's standing outside in the street, and he stretches his hand inside, says, please give me alms, please give me something to eat. It sounds like, no, it would be forbidden to directly give him the food, with the intention to go ahead and take it out. So you see that there's a rabbinic prohibition even regarding a non-Jew. So what's this case that we're saying that we're allowing to have you, even as a passive role, allowed to be taken out? You're not allowed to do it, not with a Jew, and not even with a non-Jew. The Yeshlema Teis says what you could say is the Ma'ir Benachri. Yeah, it's talking about a non-Jew, but you're right. Although when we said it's your own food, even then you can't even let a non-Jew take it out. But V'achivet Shalnachri, we're talking about that not only is it for a non-Jew, it's also the object of a non-Jew. That even if the non-Jew goes in and out of your property from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and back, that's not a prohibition at all. Since it's not the object owned of the homeowner, so therefore there's no prohibition about Amir Lanachri telling a non-Jew to do something where that would be a problem if it was his own object, but here where it's the non-Jews, it doesn't look like that he's your agent, and therefore there's no problem like the Amir Lanachri, and that's the case that is talking about, explains places that we're saying that those cases are Patra Mutter, is in regards to a non-Jew, where you don't have Lifnei Iver, you don't have the prohibition either of the rabbinic of having a non-Jew, because not only is it a non-Jew, it's also his own object. So Tosfos had asked, why is it that we're saying that we don't count those other eight cases in the Mishnah, where we're saying that not only the Patra, because they're totally permitted, but Tosfos had asked, it's Misayeh, it's assisting a sinner, and you're violating Lifnei Iver, and even if you're saying that he could have taken it without you, but still, like Tais explained, there's still a rabbinic prohibition. And even with a non-Jew, it's obvious from the Gemara later on at the end of the parak that you're not allowed to have him take an object out of your property to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that Tais explains, it's talking about a non-Jew, and also the object is owned by the non-Jew. And therefore, when he takes it out, the Jew who's a passive role is going to be exempt, and actually, it's mutter lagamri, it's not even problematic at all. Continuing next, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, bar mahani klas, except for these three. Tais comes to explain, why didn't Shmuel count other places where the halacha is also pater umutter, that it's exempt and actually permitted? And there's the Gemara to ask, but you cannot say, as we had explained, that the Reisha, the Mishnah, when it talked about, let's say, the Ani is going to be chayiv and the Balabai is going to be pater, the reason why we don't count those cases is because those are actually not only pater, but they're actually pater umutter, because as the Gemara, but Shmuel said anywhere, Masechta Shabbos, it says pater, that you're exempt, it's exempt, but it's aser, at least rabbinically, except for three places, where the halacha is going to be pater and mutter. And they are regarding capturing a deer, capturing a snake, and regarding popping a pimple, mapas mursa. And this case that you're telling me in the Mishnah, of when the one of them does the akira and the hanacha, whether it be the only the balabais, it's not one of them. So that was the Gemara's question. You see that you can't say the halacha of our Mishnah is pater and mutter, because there's only three times in Masechta Shabbos that says pater that is going to be mutter too. Now that, as Tosfos Hiksh Rabbeinu Tam asks, why does Shmuel only say those three? There's another one that's pater and mutter. A Mishnah beperek b'memet liket later on the Chav Tesma base. The Mishnah tells us hamachabe esaner, if someone extinguishes a candle, b'mneishu misyare b'chulu, if he's afraid, etc. And another case is v'im b'shvil achilashish, and then if it's because that a sick person has to sleep, so the halacha is potter, that the one who extinguished the candle is going to be exempt. Now it says Taisis Mukila b'chilashish b'sakana. The Gemara explains, what type of sick person do we say you're exempt? Regular sick person, you're actually liable, not extinguish a candle. So a sick person that is danger to is danger to his life. So that's the case that you can be pater. So if that's the case, says Rabbeinu Tam, who pater umutter, then that's obviously a case that not only you're exempt, but actually that you're permitted to extinguish the candle. Because there's nothing that stands in the way of saving a life, even the laws of Shabbos. So not only is that, it's not just a bediyeved that, okay, you're going to be pater, it's even mutter l'getchila. So why is it saying there's only three cases in Masechta Shabbos? Here we have another Mishnah that says a fourth case. So Rabbeinu Tam answered, the hamilsa de pshitahi. Of course, that case you're going to be muttered to do it. Shmuel did not have to tell us that. You're right, there's not only three cases. There's three cases that we had to tell you. But here he didn't have to tell you. Actually, as the Gemara answers on the question that this question in the Gemara is being posed on, where we said, oh, how can we say our mission is pater mutter? It's not one of the three Shmuel said. The Gemara answers, yeah, delay itzrukhli lashmin the baturi delay covered maisa. We didn't have to tell you the case of our Mishnah that you're going to be exempt and it's going to be mutter when you didn't do an action when it's totally passive, which is the case of our Mishnah, which is from the other person. Therefore, that's the same type of answer that applies to that Mishnah in Bamemet Lincoln, that also Shmuel did not have to tell you because, of course, of this danger of the life, it's not just pater, but it's actually would be mutter getchila to extinguish the candle. Now, so therefore, based on this, Tosfos clarifies, Vitzad Nachash, one of the three cases that Shmuel did say regarding capturing a snake, obviously then Mayri Bidileka Sakana must be told about that there is no danger to life. Again, because if it was, then we wouldn't need Shmuel to say it there either. Rather, it's because Shiyuchali Natsal Be'in Yachar, it's talking about that a person could save himself another way without capturing the snake, so it's not sakanas nefashas. Elim shem tzar, it's just, but it's bothering the person. Shorli rabbanan, so that's what we said, that it's not only potter, but it's going to be even mutlagami, the rabbis permitted it. Kamei b'mapas mursa, like popping the pimple, which it's not a danger to the life, it's tzar, but still the rabbis permitted it. And says Tosfos v'chein muchach bereish perek shmeinah shratzim. It's also obvious in the beginning of perek shmeinah shratzim, where the tzad nochesh, that the halacha of capturing a snake, lav mishum sakana pater. It's not because to danger of the life that the person is exempt. Again, it's rather like we're saying because of tzar, because the muki like Reb Shimon, the Gemara explains this halacha of the exemption of capturing a snake, because it's like Reb Shimon, the Amma that he says, malacha shein etzuich legufa, a malacha that's not necessary for the thing itself, which is essentially the same case over here. When the person is capturing the snake, he doesn't need the snake. His whole intention is just that it shouldn't harm him, that pater la, that is going to be exempt. And therefore, that's exactly the same that we're saying, where, because obviously, that's only for Reb Shimon, according to Reb Yehuda that holds a malacha shein tzurich legufa, it's saying that he would be chayiv, and that it would not be permitted. But if it would be told about sakanas nefashas, obviously Reb Yehuda would also hold this, it would be totally permitted. Obviously, it's like we're saying, because it's not talking about there's any danger to life. Rather, it's because of tzar. Again, so therefore, the tzar, we only permitted it according to Reb Shimon, that holds, anyways, biblically, it's not a problem, because the malacha shein tzurich legufa, but because of the rabbinic prohibition, so then we allow that because of tzar, but that's only according to Reb Shimon, not according to Yehuda, because as we're explaining, it's not talking about a sakana, and therefore that's where Shmuel had to tell you the chiddush, but other cases, we didn't have to tell you the chiddush, which like the Mishnah later on Bememad Likud. Now, a similar type of a question is Rabbeinu Tam, Va'id Kasha L'Ri. The Ri also asked another question. But V'ika, besides these three, there is another one. We have had the Tanya B'Perek B'Me'a Isha. We have a Braisa that's brought in Perek B'Me'a Isha on Samach Bezim and Alf. That's brought Rabbi Elazar Paiter B'Kevelis. He says that a person is exempt. A woman goes out on Shabbos with a brooch. U'Bitzloicha Shapayotin, or regarding some type of a container of a certain type of a aromatic oil, balsamic oil, that the halacha is that he says that you're going to be exempt. Now, says Taisis, who pater umuter, that Mishnah is actually talking about that not only are you pater, but it's actually permitted for a woman to go out like that. How do we know this? Because Dabe Braisa, Cheretz Ketani Asman, another Braisa over there, the Gemara brings it, Rebbe Lezoim, he says, Yeitzi Isha Bekevelis Likatchila, a woman is permitted to go out with a brooch, some type of an adornment, even initially. So you see that even though he says pater, it's mutter. So why is Shmuel saying only three places? Also that Mishnah later on in Bema Isham. So Beteretz Re B'Shem Rebbe Avram, in the name of Rebbe Avram, he says, no, the Lechash of Shmuel only counts, El Baturim Hashnuin B'Mishnah. Only when it says the word pater in the Mishnah, that's what he says, that always it means pater Aval Aser, except the three places that are mentioned in the Mishnah. You have the tzad svi, you have when you're capturing a deer, which is a Mishnah Hiba'erig, later on the Kavama base. You have a tzad nachesh capturing a snake, umapis mursa, and popping a pimple, which is Mishnah Hiba'idis, there are Mishnahis in Masechet Idis, in the second parak. And whereas this halacha mentioning pater, which means even mutlak etchilo, that halacha of mutlak etchilo was only mentioned in the Brisa, and therefore that was not included in Shmuel's list. But yes, that's another case of pater and mutter. Another approach Taisus brings, well, the Svarm de Garsi, Beperek Bame'isha, but according to the text that have written over there, on Daf Samach Be'ezim and Aleph, that the Gemara there is discussing, the Gemara asks a question. In one place, it's brought, Rabbi Eliezer says, that a woman could go out with the brooch, which sounds like even like a tchila. Another place he says, oh, that a woman is pater, she goes out with the brooch. Sounds like that it's pater avalaser. So the Gemara answers, the district of Eliezer says that you're pater when you go out with the brooch. That's only in regards to his dispute in Reb Meir, which Reb Eliezer is coming to disagree with Reb Meir, and that's what the Gemara says, that I dam Reb Meir chayev chatas. So it's only because his dispute says you're going to be liable even for garma chatas. Amaliyahu said, no, pater, you're going to be exempt, aval aser, meaning perish. What does that mean? The Reb Eliezer come on Reb Meir. Reb Eliezer was only going in regards to his dispute in Reb Meir, that he was telling Reb Meir, Lidvarech anami, even you that you disagree with me, L'chala Yisat, the most should be, L'yehe'e l'patra v'laser. The most it should be is rabbinically prohibited, but to be exempt, but not that it should be even chay v'chatas. Now based on this, when it says in the Mishnah that he holds you can be pater, that's not pater umutter, as we see that that's his opinion mentioned in the Braisa. It's only pater avalaser. Because Reb Eliezer himself, he actually holds it's mutlak etchila. But when he's saying pater, his intention was not for his own opinion. It was regards to his dispute in Reb Meir. And he was telling him that even you should agree that there's no chiyuv chatas, rather pater v'laser. Says Tosfos, l'fi girsa zu, based on that girsa, asi shaper, makes sense why Shmuel didn't count this halacha, because we don't find over there the terminology of pater, meaning pater mutter. Because no, Rabbi Lezer holds mutter kichilei, he doesn't use the word mutter. He uses pater in that Mishnah. That's not for himself, that was for Remeir, and he was talking about that, yeah, Remeir, you should hold pater aval aser. And therefore, that answers that's another question, that's another answer on the Reis question. So, Tosfos explain why did Shmuel not mention the halacha of extinguishing a candle because of a chilish yesh besakana, that even though it says pater, obviously means even mutter. So, Tosfos, Rabbein Tam answer, because that's obvious that because of pikuach nefesh, you could extinguish a candle. Whereas, the case, let's say, Shmuel mentioned of capturing a snake, where he had to tell you it's pater mutter, that's the moment where there's no danger to life, it's just tsar. As the Gemara explains, actually, that the whole permissibility of capturing a snake is only according to Reb Shimon, that holds it's a malacha shein tzrich leguf, you're going to be pater. But the inference is, according to Behud, it's going to be aser. And had it been pikuach nefesh, for sure Behud would hold his mutter. Obviously, like we're saying, it's only because of tzar. Additionally, Tosfos explains that the reason why Shmuel did not count the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer regarding the woman going out with the brooch and regarding the container of the balsamic oil, there it's also not only pater, but rather, as we see in the Braisa, that says that it's even mutter. Because, no, that halacha is not brought in the Mishnah, it's only brought in the Braisa, which that's where it's mentioned. The fact that it's mutlak etchila, but in the Mishnah, it's not telling us anything that is going to be mutter legamri. Now, according to the text that the Gemara tells us, that this that Rabbi Eliezer says that it's going to be putter was actually not for his own opinion. It was explaining in Reb Meir, and he was telling him that you should also agree that there's no chiyav chatas. Rather, at the most, it's not going to be biblical, at the most it's going to be rabbinic of pater aval aser. So then, actually, that answers the question too. We don't find that the word pater means mutter, because over there, in contrast, it actually, Rabbi Eliezer himself, when he was saying pater over there, it actually means pater aval aser. He himself holds mutter ketchila, but there the word pater does not mean mutter. Continue next Tosfos Devar Maaseh, Tosfos begins with the words of the Gemara, hatzad nachash, someone captures a snake, which Tosfos comes to explain that this law that Shmuel is telling us, that not only is a pater, but even permitted to capture a snake, that's only according to Rabbi Shimon that holds a malacha shein tzrich legufa is pater, which Shmuel said that this is one of the three places that pater means pater, mutter, which is the case of capturing a snake, and as we explained in the previous Taisis, that it shouldn't bother him. Now, Taisis says, Hiksh Bahag, the Balachas Gedolos asked a contradiction, Abdu Shmuel, Adu Shmuel. Because the hachas of Shmuel here, as we explained in the previous tesis, Shmuel holds that a malacha shein tzrich legufa pater, that when you have an activity, a malacha that's not done for it itself, you don't need it for itself, you just don't want the thing here, that you're going to be pater, which that's the whole basis of the halacha of capturing a snake, even when there's no danger, is because it's a malacha shein tzrich legufa, because you don't need the result of the malacha, like it was in the Mishkan, where that you needed the thing that you're capturing, here you're only removing the danger and you're not taking it for yourself. Now, from the fact that Shmuel says it's permitted, obviously it's because he holds Reb Shimon, like Reb Shimon, that he's the one that holds Melacha Shein Tzrich Gufa is Mutter, because according to Behud, he holds, no, you're actually going to be liable. And Mishum Tzara the Gufa Shari, and because of that there's pain to the person's body, so since it's at most a rabbinic prohibition, we said because of pain to a person's body, we say it's permitted. So you see that he holds, however, that in regards to the biblical law, malacha shein tzrich legufa is permitted, like Reb Shimon. Problem is, says Taisis Beperek Kira, later in the Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Amrinan, the Gemara tells us, regarding the law that Shmuel permits to put a cold water into a hot vessel, even though he's going to then be strengthening the vessel, which is problematic, but since his intention is not to do that, so Shmuel holds his mutter. Obviously, we see that he holds a Reb Shimon that a davar shein miskaven, something that's not intended, is going to be permitted. Now, the Gemara asks, however, on the other hand, but Shmuel rules not like Reb Shimon. Where do we find that? That he holds you're not allowed to go ahead and extinguish a coal out made out of wood so that it shouldn't harm people, even though that's a malacha shein tzrich legufa because you don't need the coals, you only just don't want it to harm people. Still, Shmuel says it's forbidden. Obviously, he holds a malacha shein tzrich legufa is chai, which is not like Reb Shimon, so the Gemara says you're right. But davar shein miskaven, regarding the law of when it's an unintended malacha, shav like Reb Shimon, then there he holds like Reb Shimon. Malacha shein tzrich legufa, when it's you don't need the desired outcome, shav like Reb Yehuda, he holds like Reb Yehuda. So therefore, you're not allowed to extinguish the coal made out of wood. Now that's difficult because here in our Gemara, it sounds like Shmuel holds malacha shein tzrich legufa is mutter, and therefore you're allowed to capture the snake. And there the Gemara tells us that he holds malacha shein tzrich legufa is aser. So the Tirutz Rabbeinu Tam actually answers that you're right. The Shmuel Kama This that Shmuel is saying here in our sugya, that regarding these three things, it's Pater and Mutter, was not in his own opinion. It was Dil Reb Shimon. He was going in Reb Shimon. The Malacha Shein Tzrich Leguva Pater, that he holds generally when you're doing a Malacha that you don't need the desired outcome, that you can be exempt. Generally, yes, you're exempt. It's biblically okay, but it's Aval Aser because rabbinically problematic. And that says Shmuel in Reb Shimon's opinion, but Bahani Tlas in these three, Pater or Mutter. It's not only going to be exempt, but it's even going to be Mutter L'Ketchila. K'moish Mechiach Shmuel B'Seifa Oireg, like Shmuel proves at the end of Perek Oireg, later on the Kozayim and Aleph, the Vade Pater or Mutter Kama, that most definitely, not only is it permitted, which are going according to Reb Shimon, but it's even going to be permitted. But, says Taisus, as you're proving from Perakira, the labor for Shmuel himself, lo yisvir like Reb Shimon. He does not hold like Reb Shimon because according to him, actually, Malacha Shein Zagufa is chayiv, and therefore, if you would capture a snake according to Shmuel himself, actually, you would be chayiv. But, says Taisus, me, however, ledidan, but according to us in Halacha, kaimlim Reb Shimon, we do rule like Reb Shimon. The Rabba, the Hav Basra, because Rabba, who was from the later Amiram, the Halacha follows like the Basra, Sabah Kavasei, he holds like Reb Shimon as the Gemara brings Bereish Naitel later on the Fkav Mem Av Mabez, and therefore actually we would rule, like this teaching of Shmuel, that Tzad Nachash actually would be Potter and even Mutter. So Taisa brought a question from the Bahag, that in the Gemara we see that this permissibility of capturing a snake is only going to Reb Shimon, that holds biblically there's no problem because the Malacha Shein Tzrich Gufa is Potter, and therefore here we're, although rabbinically it would be problematic, but here because of Tzar we permit it. So Shmuel, who's saying like him, obviously holds like him. Problem is, the Gemara tells us later on Parakira that he holds like Rabbi Huda, that Malacha Shein Tzrich Gufa is going to be Chayv. So that takes the answer that this that Shmuel says in this Gemara, that you're allowed to capture the snake, was only in the opinion of Reb Shimon, that he was coming to qualify and say, although generally by him Patra means Abul Aser, it's going to mean even Mutter, but you're right, he doesn't hold like this Halacha. But Tais says, regarding the Halacha is like Reb Shimon, because we hold like Rava, where Malacha Shein Tzidul Gufa is Patra, and therefore it would be even Mutter here in the case of capturing a snake. Continue next, Tais der Maschel, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Umapis Mursa, and popping a pimple. Tais comes to explain that the opening of the pimple is to let out the moisture, which is similar to like building a building, because you also need to have the irsha come in and also to let out the mucus, the moisture, which one of the three things that Shmuel had said that it's pater and mutter was mapas mursa, which is, let's say someone has pus in the pimple under the skin, so he could pop it, let it out, to let it out, and that's not only pater, but it's going to be mutter. Now, Taisa says, Be'idius, in the Mishnah Masechtas Idius, in the second parak, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, that qualifies this halacha, that im lasas la pechayv, if your intention is to make an opening for the pimple, so then you're going to be liable. The melahitzim in the lecha pater, but if, let's say, it's just to let out the pus, then it's going to be permitted, which is the case that our Shmuel is going on, because, again, that's a melacha shein tzrich leguv, you don't really need an opening, you just don't want the pus over there, so therefore, that's going to be Pater, and again, what Shmuel is saying is not only is it Pater, but it's even going to be Mutter because of the Tzar. Now, but on that, as Tais of Imtemi, they're going to say, Tais asks us to take a second look. Because Heichem is Chayv, Apsich is Ped the Mursa. How do we understand the other case that the Mishnah is saying? That if your intention is to make an opening for the pimple, that then you will be Chayiv. It is a biblical violation. And why? Because we say it's like Baina. It's like making walls. But the Gemara tells us later on, Perek Chavos, Nafkav Membav Amar Aleph, called Pesach Shein Asa Lahaknas Lahitzi, any entryway that's not made to take in and to take out, Ein a Pesach is not an entryway. So here, where he's popping the pimple, how are you going to say it's Michai for Baina? But it's not to take things in. If anything, it's an entryway to let things out, which is the pus. But Tirzah Ben Tam, Ben Tam answers, the Hainami Asa Lahaknas, here it's also made to bring in, which is the Aver, which is the ear, so that it could heal, and to let out the mucus, the pus, and therefore it would be like Bainah, because you are making a Pesach, and that's the other case of the Mishnah. India says that one would be Chayv, it's only if he wants to let the pus out, and not to make like walls around in the skin, that then you're going to be Pater, and as Shmuel says, even Mutter. The next taste of Maschal, that begins with the words of the Gemara, Peturi da'asu lechiv chatas, exemptions that could come to a liability of chatas. Taisus comes to explain, which is the Machlekes Rashi and Reva we've mentioned previously, regarding what is considered these cases of exemptions biblically, but they could come to a Chiyav Chatas. And that is, the Gemara had asked, why didn't the Tana write that it's not two that four, but rather it's two that are 12 cases. And that the Gemara answers because we only mentioned exemptions that could come to Chiyuv Chatos. That's what the Tana mentioned. But the exempted cases, which, although rabbinically prohibited, but they cannot come to a Chiyuv Chatos to be the biblical violation, although they're prohibited, but the Tana didn't mention them, and therefore it's only Shnayim Shehein Arba Befenem, Shnayim Shehein Arba Bechutz, and not Shnayim Shehein Shteim Esrei. Now, Taisis says, Mashapirish Rashi, this that Rashi explains this concept. The Akiris Kachashiv that we were talking about, the Akira, which is the Tana was only mentioning the two cases that you're going to be exempt. That's the Shehein Arba, the extra two cases. That, however, but they could come technically to Chiyav Chatos. That means to say when you did the Maisa Akira, when you're the one who picked it up from the floor, you just didn't finish it off by doing the Anacha because the other person did the Anacha. But in such a case, it could come to a liability of Chatos because had you finished and done the whole action, you would have done an Akira and Anacha. However, if let's say you didn't do the Akira, then you can't come to Chiyav Chatos. That's not what what the Tana did not count. Says Taisus Ein Nir L'Ri. That does not seem correct interpretation to the Ri. Chada, first of all, because the Akira Beloy Hatzaha, we have certain cases that the Mishnah mentions. For example, let's say when the homeowner he lifted up something in his house, so that's essentially like we're calling the Akira. But he didn't do the Haitzah, and the Ani stretched his hand in, took it from the hand of the Balabais, and he took it out. So the Balabais did the Akira, and the Ani ended up doing the Hanacha. So both of them are Pater, but you're calling the Akira the Balabais as a Patur. He's exempted because he didn't do Hanacha, but it could come to Chiyav Chatos. But if that's one of the cases, says the Ri, in Ela Tiltal Ba'alma, that's just moving things around in his house. Ve'ema Daru the Chiyav Chatos Kal, it doesn't have an element of that it has the liability to be ended off with a Chiyav of Chatos, because you can't say that he did any significant action over here that could have come to Chiyav of Chatos. Just like you wouldn't say anytime someone's moving something in his house, oh, you did something that could be a Chiyav of Chatos, because had you then just walked out to the street with it, then you would have had the Yurakir and Anacha. No, because what you're moving around things in your house has nothing to do with Haitzah. It's not part of a Malacha, and therefore you cannot count this as the Akira that could technically come to Chiyav of Chatos, which according to Rashi, that is one of the cases. Void, moreover, as the read, the Lepirish HaKontra is according to Rashi, Kachashiv Labalabais, it comes out that it's lopsided, the cases of what we're calling Paturi de Asel de Chiyav Chatos, because for the homeowner, which is the one in the inside, the Shehem Bifnim, we're counting Gimel Yitzias V'Hachnasa Achas. You're going to be talking about three taking outs and one bringing in. You have the case of, the case when you Chayav Haitzah, which is when the Balabais takes it from the inside and he puts it down outside, that's the case that you're going to be say that he's chayiv. That's one akira. That's when you're chayiv. Then you have a tzah of potter, which is when the Balabais goes and takes it outside and then the only takes it from his hand, that's the second akira. And then you have another case of a tzah where he's going to be potter, which is if, let's say, the Ani stretches his hand outside from outside inside, and the Balabais puts it in his hand, so the Balabais did the Akira, which we're saying that he's going to be exempt because he didn't go ahead and finish it off with Hanacha. And then the fourth case is when a case of when he's going to be Chayav on the Achnasa, where the Balabais went and stretched his hand outside, he took it from the hand of the Ani, and he brought it inside, then he's going to be Chayav. The problem with this is that there's not comparable to the first two cases. We talk much the Shtayim Shein Arba. We have the first two cases of Haitzah is one of Chiv, and we have one case of Achnasa of Chiv. And you're saying Shein Arba, because we're saying Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, which is the homeowner. So what's the two cases that is Chayiv? It's Haitzah and Achnasa. And when you're saying Shein Arba, what are you adding on? You're adding on another two cases that are going to be Potter, but those are both Tomer Haitzah. Now, the problem is that actually Ula Ani for the pauper, it's lopsided the other way. You have Gimel Hachnasas Vaitzah Achas. You have three Hachnasas for him and one Haitzah, which is also not the same as it was in the beginning. Because Nereshi is saying that there's two cases that the Ani is going to be Chayiv, one Hachnasa, one Haitzah. And when the Tana adds on that, and there's Shehin Arba, another two cases, it only adds on, it doesn't say one Haitzah and one Hachnasa. The two cases that are going to be Potter are both Hachnasa cases. That doesn't seem to be the correct symmetry of how you would say Shtayim Shein Arba. You would say that no, Shein Arba, the two cases that is being exempt, which one's Haitzah again, the one's Achnasa. Void, moreover, says the Ri, the Lechashav Tarti Liptur. You're not mentioning two cases of Ptur, the Ani Ba'achas, by one by the Ani, or the Asher Ba'achas, and one by the Asher, Kedachashav Chiyuva Bereisha, like you mentioned the liability in the beginning of the Mishnah. In other words, why would the Tana go ahead and mention the two extra cases for the Ani of Hachnasa, but the Tana is mentioning them as one. So too, what would be the utility of saying that two cases? So too for the Usher, according to Rashi, the two cases that we're mentioning in Potter is Haitzas. Why would we say Shein Arba? They're essentially the same thing. Say Shehein Shalish, because you're adding for the only two cases of Hachnasa, for the Usher two cases of Haitzah, what's the point? Just say Shein Shalish, they're essentially the same thing. So because of these questions, Tesis brings that a Mefarish Riva, the Riva gives a different interpretation of the Asir Lechiv Chatas. What does it mean that there are exemptions that could come to liability of Chatas? It's not like Rashi says that it's regarding the one who does the Akira. Rather, Hainu Eisei Shepeshit Es Yadei. It's referring to the one who stretches out his hand. He's the one that his hand is moving from one domain to another. And then Umachnisa, either that he brings it in when it's full inside, and then the Balabais takes it from him, or if he stretches his hand even empty inside, and the Balabais puts it into his hand, and he's Moitzi, it takes it out, that's the one that we're talking about, that he is doing an action that could come to Chiyav of Chatas. The Kavasa, above the Resha, because that's exactly like the first half of the Mishnah, regarding those that you're Chiyav Chatas. In other words, what does it mean, Asa de Chiyav Chatas? The intention is that in the Resha, we spoke about those things that are a chiv of chatas. When you go and you finish the malacha and you put it inside, or you go and you take it from the balabais, you do everything yourself, that we're saying, v'hacha pater, here you can be exempt, v'fish lo'i asakal malacha, you did not do the whole malacha. Shechisim emenemat, because you're missing a little bit from it. In other words, although you did the, and this is the important point of the Riva, you did the ma'isa hitzah from Rishus Rishus. Your hand is the hand that passed from one domain to another, but still you did not do the whole malacha in its complete form. Oy Akira, Oy Anocha. Whether you're missing the Akira or the Anocha, and that's the intention of the Tana, that it's a potter that could come to Chiyav Chatas, because had you done a little bit more, you would have been violating it. But not because you started off the way Rashi says. Rashi says because you did the Akira. Okay, the one who does just Anocha, you could not have come to, according to Rashi, a Chiyav Chatas, because you didn't do the Akira. You did the Akira, you could have came to it. Says Riva, no, it means you did the whole Maisa. We just didn't do either Akira or the Anocha, and that's what we mean, that's what we're counting regarding only Peturi Das Lechiv Chatas, though there's a case mentioned, Shehin Arba Befinim, Shehin Arba Bachot. And the Hevi Rai Mirushalmi, and the Riva brings a proof to his interpretation from the Yushalmi, because the comment the Yushalmi says, the Loyas must need in the Mishnah is not coming to say, Ela Pater Sheneged Achiv. When it's saying Shehin Arba, it's coming to say only exemptions that correlate to the cases that we said that you are going to be Chayiv. In other words, whatever similar to the Malachas that Yechayim, that's what the Tana then says, a case that you're going to be Pater. And that's why, therefore we only mention exemptions of those, Shekenegdi Chayiv, that in its correlate you would be liable, Lamalab above the Resha, originally when we told about the case that you are going to be Chayiv. For example, if the poor person goes and stretches his hand inside, and we said that when he does that Kirin Anacha, he's going to be Chayiv. So that's what Petura Didei Chashab Bavavad the Sefer. It's that exemption of that type of case that the Sefer then says that that's where he's going to be exempt. Where he stretches his hand inside, and the Balabais takes it from him, or he puts it into his hand, where those cases were saying that he's going to be Pater, and V'chein LeBalabais. That's the same thing for the Balabais, where if he goes and he takes it out and he puts it outside, he's going to be Chayiv. And if he goes and he stretches out his hand and he takes from the poor man and he brings it inside, that's what we're saying, that if he puts it inside and he brings it inside, it's going to be Pater. What we're mentioning is, if he doesn't do either Akira or Anacha, that's the cases where we find that if he does both, because that was the case of the Resha, we said the Balabais, if he does both the Akira and Anacha, then it's going to be Chayiv, and we said it in two different ways, that's where we're saying that if he's missing one of those two features, then he's going to be Pater, but again, they directly correlate to the case of the Resha. That's exactly like the way the Riva is saying it, as we see from the Yushalmi. Now the Grashi, who it's actually not the same cases, it's lopsided, as we said, 3-1 for the Ani and 3-1 for the Balabais, different types of cases, and therefore the Riva disagrees with Rashi. So Taisa brought that, according to Rashi, what does this mean? We only mentioned Shein Arba, the extra two cases of Peturi da Asa Lechiv Chatas. According to Rashi, that's the Akiris. Why is that called that it could come to Chiyav Chatas? Because the one that's doing the Akira, he's starting it off, he could come to Chiyav Chatas had he finished off and done those of the Anacha. But the Anacha is not considered Asa Lechiv Chatas. However, Taisa asks different questions on this interpretation. First of all, that one of the cases, this Toma where the Balabais is picking up something in his house, so to speak, that's the Akira, without even stretching his hand outside, when the poor person goes and stretches his hand inside and takes it from him, so So we're saying that then they're both going to be Pater, because the Baal Bais did the Akira and the Ani did the Hanacha. That's not considered Asa Dechiv Chatzah, because that's not really considered an Akira. That's like moving things around in your house. Second question is that, according to Rashi's interpretation, it comes out that the extra two cases that the Tana is adding on, which are the cases that you Pater on, that there is no biblical liability for, are only two cases of Hachnasa by the Ani, and two cases that are exemptions only of Haitzah by the Baal Bais, which is not parallel to the Reisha, which each one was one of Hachnasa and one of Haitzah. And the third question was, according to Rashi's interpretation, why does the Tana count it Shehein Arba as two cases, but both of them are told in the same way, both for the Ani Hachnasa and both for the Baal Bais Haitzah, just mention it like Shehein Shalish, not Shehein Arba. So rather, the Taisa brings from the Riva that whoever does the primary malacha, the primary activity of stretching the hand out from one domain to another, that's the one that's, quote, the one who's doing the Maisa of Haitzah, and he's the one that's also the Chiv Chatas, which, yeah, it's just that he's missing either the Akira or the Hanocha, which that makes sense, like the Yishalmi, like the Riva brings from the Yishalmi, because that's the cases that the Reisha is talking about, the Yechai V'chatas, and that the Sefer is saying that if you didn't do the total Malacha, but the same exact case, you're just missing a little bit, that's where you're going to be Pater. And therefore, that's the only thing that's changing, is if you didn't do the Akira or the Hanocha. So it comes out according to the Riva, that yeah, the Tana is adding on by the Ani, a case of Hachnasa and Haitzah to be Pater, and by the Usher, it's a case of Hachnasa and Haitzah that you can be Pater, and therefore, that's why it the Riva's interpretation is sounds more synchronous with the case of the Reisha, which we're told by Chiyuvim, that then we're saying those same cases of one for Haitzah and one for Hachnasa for the Ani, and one for that of the Usher, that it's going to say cases that they are going to be Pater. Continue next taste in Asal. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara. Shneim peturim, both are exempt. But v'zavida malacha mebeinayu, but the malacha is being done together by both of them. Taste explains that the Gemara's question is not going on the safe of the Mishnah. That is, the Gemara had asked, why is it that when you're saying when two people do it together, the malacha, they're going to be pater? But what do you mean? Through the two of them, they did a prohibition. Taste explains that in the koya masnitin, this question of the Gemara is not going on the Mishnah, that why did we say at the end of the Mishnah, when one does the Akira and one does the Hanacha, both are going to be Pater? And how do we know it's not going on the Mishnah? Shari Risha, the Shneim Peturim, because regarding the beginning of the Mishnah, when we're talking about both are exempt, the Hainu, earlier, the Mishnah talks about Pashad on the Esyadi Lefnim, if the pauper stuck his hand inside and he put it into the hand of the Baal Bais. Or when he took it from the hand of the Baal Bais and went out, which then he's going to be chayv. So in other words, when Taisa saying Shari Risha the Shneim Peturim, it means to say before the case of Shneim Peturim, you have early in the Mishnah the case of Pashad Ani Yisrael de Lefnim, which is when the Ani is doing both Akira and Anachin, is going to be chayv. Kaboy Likaman, the Gemara only later on, Navdal Ben Av, asks, why is he going to be chayv? But although he's doing Akira and Anacha, but he's taking it from the hand of the Baal Bais. And that's not a makam that's dalal adalal, and you need to have dalal adalal. Here he's taking from the hand. So that's the Gemara's question later on. So therefore, Tesis proves that it's not normal for a Gemara to ask a question later on in the Mishnah before asked from a halacha early in the Mishnah. So obviously, our Gemara here is not asking on the Seifa of the Mishnah. El rather explains, Tesis koya might the kamar. It's just going on what the Gemara had said in the previous discussion, Peturi de Asi Behula Dechiv Chatas Kachashiv, that the Gemara was saying in regards to this question about why we're calling it two that's four and not two that's 8 or 12 different numbers, because we said we only counted cases Shehin Arba, which are another two cases, which are exemptions that you could come, the Asibul Dechib Chatzis Kachashav, that's what was counted. Now, that inference tells us that those cases are only the Asibul Dechib Chatzis, Avachatzis Lesbu, but that's what the Gemara was inferring, but what are you saying? But there they're not going to be liable for Chiv Chatzis, Elishneim Peturin, rather what are you saying? That both are going to be Pater. Yeah, Kediktani Masnidin. We learned this in the Seva of the Mishnah. But the Gemara is not asking on the Mishnah, again, because we're going in the order of the Mishnah. We ask on something earlier on the next daf. Rather, it's going on what the Gemara is saying now, and that's what the Gemara is asking about. Why is that case? Why the exempt? But together, they're doing a prohibitive malacha. Now, Taisi now explains what is actually the Gemara's question. Now, the Gemara's question is not that the one who did the first half should be liable, because we're having one doing the Akir, one doing the Hanacha, so we're saying, wait a second, why are they exempt? Yeah, they both committed the sin together, let them both be liable. It's not on the first person. Because says Taisa Dein Svar, it's not logical to say Da'adei Hasheni, that through the second person, Sha'as Hanacha, that he did the placing. V'gamar HaMalacha, that he finished off the Malacha, he's Chayv HaRishon. Why would that make the first one liable when he didn't do a complete act that's prohibited? Ela rather explains Tosfos Ashen the Kaparach. The Gemara's question is on the second person. She is chayev that he should be liable of fish al yodi nigma malacha, that because through him the malacha was finished. You know, hakol hoylech acha gemar. He finished off the prohibited activity, and therefore that was the Gemara's question, that even though it was done through two, he should be liable. So Tosfos explained that the Gemara's question of, yeah, but still both of them did the malacha together, that they should be chayiv, was not on the seif of the Mishnah, because later on, the next daf, the Gemara asked on the earlier part of the Mishnah, and it doesn't make sense that the Gemara would be asking on the seif before the Reisha. Rather, it's on what the Gemara was saying over here. Additionally, Tosfos writes that the Gemara's question was only that the second person should be liable, because in contrast, the first person doesn't make sense that he'd be liable for the second person's hanacha to make him liable. Rather, the Gemara's question was that the last one should be chayiv because he went and he finished off the malacha. Continue next Tais Dimimasal. Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Ba'asaisa, when he does it. Tais explains that the teaching that we're learning from Ba'asaisa is to exempt someone that does half of a malacha, not for two people that together do a complete malacha. That is, the Gemara said that we learn it from Ba'asaisa, that specifically when a person does the malacha, he's going to be chayiv, but two people that do the malacha are going to be pater. So Taisa brings that B'chalas Farm Gersinan in all the books, the text is, Ha'isa is Kula, someone that does all of it, V'loi Ha'isa Miktsasa, not someone who does part of it. Which is, Yachid Sha'asa Isa Chayiv, an individual who does it is going to be Chayiv. Shnaim Shesu Paturin, if two people do it, they're going to be Patur. Now Taisa explains, Pashti Dekra Nira, the simple translation of the Pasuk of Ba'asaisa sounds like, the Ba'asaisa, when he does it, Koy anefesh is going on the person. In other words, when an individual does it, he's going to be chayiv. But when two people do it, then he's going to be potter. Because basaisa means in the singular, the person is only one single person. Not when two people do it together. Avo Batesha explains, Hashas darish le'amalocha. The Gemara actually is expounding it that the singularity is not going on the person, but on the activity. That only someone who does the whole malach is going to be chayiv, not if you do half of it. In other words, ba'asaisa means ba'asaisa. When you do it, in the singular, you do all of it, not when you do half of it. So it's not regarding two people, it's regarding one person doing half. Now, additionally, Taisa says, v'kula mairi. And actually, all of this drush is talking about b'ze'oikir v'ze'menich. When one person did the akira, one person did the hanocha, which that's the case we're coming to explain for the halacha of our Mishnah, where that's when you have a floor where each one only did a half of a malacha, which as Tosfos explained, that's what we're coming to tell you. Because when the Gemara tells us, when you do all of it, not part of it, it's referring to an individual and not when two people did it together. Now, more of what Tosfos says, ve'ena eila kefil mila. When the Gemara continues with the words and it says, where it's only an individual that does it, and not when two people do it, that is only repeating the concept of, because when the individual does it, he only did half. And it's not coming to tell us, and this is actually what's bothering Taisus, and Taisus is going to come to address it right now. How do we know that the pasuk is coming to exclude when someone does half the malacha? Maybe the pasuk is coming to exclude, as the next words of the Gemara, which Taisus is just saying, are just a repetition. It's actually, maybe it's coming to exclude two people together do the whole malacha, when they do it together, and they take it out, let's say, together, not one doing a ki, one doing a nocha, but rather both together are carrying it out, maybe that's what we're coming to exclude. And that says, Taisus, no. V'lekele, maybe you cannot say that the exclusion of the Beis Sha'asu'uha, when two people do it together, that they're going to be pater, and that's what it's talking about, not when, let's say, one does the kira and one does the hanacha, which each one's doing half, instead of when they're doing it together, when both are doing the whole thing, that's Iri Bebeis Sha'asu'uha Vasachas, maybe it's talking about that it's coming to exclude when actually two people do it together as one, maybe that's what we're coming to say is pater, and that's his taste, no, you cannot say that. Why? Because the Beperek HaMatzniyah, because later on the Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara is Mashma, it sounds like the Tzrichi Trei Kroi, that no, these are two individual psukim. One is L'ze'orke V'zemaneach, one is for the halacha that our Gemara is talking about, when one is doing half of the kira, the other one's doing the other half of the hanacha, which each one is doing half of the malacha, that's what we learn out from what our Gemara is telling us, Ba'asaisa, because you have to do the whole thing, not half the thing. And then there's a different halacha that you need a separate pasuk for. When you have two people doing the whole malacha together, that even they're going to be pater, that's not learned out from the same pasuk. And therefore, what essentially what our Gemara is when it's saying the words, it's not another halacha, rather it's repeating the same first halacha that it's only Isa Kula, v'loy Isa Miktsas. Void more of another proof that it brings is because the Be'it Manami, when the Gemara tells us, and so too we learned, the koyamas nitin, which is going in the halacha of the Mishnah, nami kamar hai lishna, it also says the same wording of yachad va'asa isa v'chulu. It says this halacha, when the individual does it and he only does half, which it sounds like that, yes, the meat that we're discussing from Basay says only here where he does half, the malacha is going to be pater. And it's not going on when two people do the whole malacha together. Now, achkash, however, what Tesis does have a difficulty is the beperka mitzniyah, mashma, there and later on in beperka mitzniyah, it sounds like, that actually the ze'ekiv is emaniach, this halacha that we're discussing in our Gemara regarding the halacha of our Mishnah. When one is doing half, he's doing the picking up. Another one is doing the other half, he's doing the placing down. That actually, nafka, we actually learn that from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, a nefesh kisechata, if a person is going to sin, va'asasa achas mekal mitzvah Hashem, he's going to violate one of the mitzvah Hashem. So the Gemara there expounds, mi nefesh, either from the word nefesh, or me achas, of the word achas, where each one is in the full singular, that's where we learn out that if he does only half the malacha, he's going to be exempt. Problem is, as Taisis, v'hacha nafkele mebasaisa, in our Gemara, the Gemara seems to learn it out from a different pasuk from basaisa, so that's the difficulty with Taisis, why do you need two psukim to teach the same malacha, that when you do half a malacha, that you're going to be pater. Additionally, the Gemara continues now, and Taisis comes to explain that why do we exclude from the pasuk of a basaisa if actually this type of activity was done in the Mishka? As Tesis brings, kashlari, the ri is bothered. Midimertzachinon krav, from the fact that we need a pasuk of ba'aseisa, lifter to exempt when one's doing that kin, one's doing the anacha. So mashma, that sounds like, that actually this way of doing an activity, with one doing that kin, one doing the anacha, that actually sounds like the hayyib mishkan. That obviously they did such an activity like this in the mishkan, because if not, then obviously it wouldn't be chayiv, because the only way you're chayiv is if this activity was done in the Mishkan. So obviously that one doing the Q, one the Anacha, was present in the Mishkan. And so to Beperka Matzniyah, so to over there, later on the Hamatzniyah, Nami Paitre Reb Shimon, we find the case Reb Shimon says you're going to be exempt, with Ze'ene Yachol, with Ze'ene Yachol. Where, if let's say each one individually cannot do it on their own, Ava Bishayib Mishkan, even though that actually was the case in the Mishkan, Kagoyin Beish HaNeis Nesaron. When you had two people carrying the aron, where each one could not have carried the aron by himself because it's so heavy, that we see that even though you had an activity that was done in the Mishkan, but still we find, like in the case of when two people are carrying together, or where it's obvious that also ze'arkiv ze'maniach, obviously that it was like that in the Mishkan, still we're going to say that you're going to be pater. However, what Ba'ad this tesis is, would be Yerushalmi Perek Azarek, but in the Yerushalmi and Perek Azarek, Ahaditnan, the Yerushalmi is discussing regarding what it says in the Mishnah, Shtei Guzus Terois B'Shusara Mechulif. There's two porches on the sidewalk but regarding near the street. So the Mishnah says, Hishtein B'Duta Achas, if both of them are on the same side of the sidewalk, so then, HaMeshet Chayev, the one who stretches out his hand from one to the other porch, he's going to be Chayev, although there's a street in between, but since it's on the same side, it's not like on the other side of the street, the one who stretched out is going to be chayv. And the Gemara there explains why that is. But Amar Rav Chama b'Shem Rmiyashi, it says, "Ubavadai de base." It says, as long as it was done through two people. In other words, the one who's passing over this object, it's only if it was done with two people. Meaning, now, like we had with Levim in the Mishkan in the Midbar, that one person stretched out from one wagon to the other person in the other wagon who got it from him, passing over the street, that's Rugin Michaev, because we find that was the precedent that was in the Mishkan. Uparach, and the Yerushalmi asks, wait a second, how could you say this? Bechol Atar Amrit, every place you say, Beisha Su Peturin, that to the contrary, if there's two people doing it, that's actually when you're going to be examined, Vakan Amrit Chayev, and he's saying that this is the way you're going to be liable? Mishan, and the Yerushalmi answers, yes, Shekach Chaysa, Void Salvim, because that is how it was done by the Levim. It was done with one Levi passing and one Levi carrying it, and therefore it has to be exactly as the precedent as it was in the Mishkan, and therefore it's only going to be if you have two people involved. That's what the Yerushalmi says. On that asks the Re, the Hashta, but now, Ma Bakach Shayis of the Mishkan, who cares that this is how it's done in the Mishkan? Mikam Makam Havali Lip Tur Moishid. But that case that the Yerushalmi is discussing, when you're passing from one porch to another, actually, no, you should be exempt. Why, you're saying you should be chayv because that's how it was done in the Mishkan? No, but kiim d'shneim oisin oisa, since we have two people doing the malacha, we just explain now. We learn that from the word asaisa, when two people do, you're going to be pater. Just like when one does the kiim, one does the anach, we say we don't care that it was like that in the Mishkan. Still, we learn from the pasuk, you're going to be pater. So that should be exactly the case of that Mishnah, when one is stretching out, another one's getting it on other porch, then actually, even though the Levim did that in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, you should be pater from this pasuk. So that, on that, Benir Lari, it appears to the Ri, that You're right, but that's not the same case. Because the b'mayshit, the case of stretching from one porch to the other porch, passing it, ein ze oikiv is emanif. That's not the case we're discussing here in our Gemara of one person picking it up and one person putting it down. Ela ha-mayshit osa akir v'anacha. Rather, the case told me that one person, he picked it up and he placed it down. He just needs that his friend should be the place where he's placing it down, then that way to be two people. But actually the one who's passing it, he's doing the akira and the hanacha. But then that bothers Taisus. So if that's the case, so what was Yerushalmi's question? The Yerushalmi asks, what everywhere we find two people do it together, it's pata, and then we find it's chayiv. What's the Yerushalmi's question? Here it's not true. Here it's not two people doing it, it's one person doing it. So and that explains Taisus. But like kashli b'Yerushalmi, the whole question of the Yerushalmi was, ella ama, only on the point, she'ein mechayiv maishit. That contrarily, that actually the one who passes, it's not going to be liable, ella kishachaveh mekabal miyad, only if his friend is on the receiving end, although he's doing a passive role, he's not even doing the hanacha. But that's what bothered the Yerushalmi. But it sounds like that if, let's say, the one who's passing it puts it onto the other porch without another person, that pot is going to be examined. That bothers the Yerushalmi. Why? Everywhere else, to the contrary, if there's another person involved, it actually is more room for exemption. Like when you have two people doing it, where, yeah, one's doing the kin, one hanacha. And here you're right, although the receiver is not doing the hanacha, but that's what bothers Yerushalmi. The Kan in the Meschayiv, here you tell me not to be liable, Ela Agdei Chaver, only through the friend? That was bothering Yerushalmi, and that's what Yerushalmi says, that yes, because that's how it was done in the Mishkan. But again, it's not really a case of Shnei Meshasu, because if it was, then actually you would be Potter, as we're saying in our Gemara, even though Zeh Oikiv Zemanich was in the Mishkan, but still the Pasuk tells us that you're going to be Potter, but that's not the case of the porch that Yerushalmi is talking about. So Taisus proved that the teaching of being patur that we're learning from Ba'asais is talking about where each one is doing half the malacha, not when both are together doing the whole malacha of, let's say, carrying it out. Because that actually, as the Gemara elsewhere learns out from a different source. But what bothers Taisus is that this halacha of Zerkev Zemaneach, we learn in Perakam Etzniah, actually from a different pasuk, so Taisus doesn't answer that question. Additionally, Taisus asks, the Re brings that this that you need to have a pasuk to exempt it, obviously, that means to say that there was such a precedent in the Mishkan of Ze'erkev Zemanich, and that's why you need a pasuk to say you're going to be patur. So that's difficult from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns out from the Mishkan that the whole liability of passing from one porch to another is only if it's through two people, because that's how the Levim did it, but who cares? But didn't we exclude from Basaisa even though it was like that in the Mishkan? So that the re-answer is that actually the mead from the pasuk is only talking about where each one did half the malacha. But the case that Yerushalmi is discussing of passing it is actually where the one who's passing actually did the akira and the anacha. It's just that there's a din that you need to have a second person to receive from him. That's not excluded from the pasuk of Ba'as Leisa. Continuing next, Taisa de Maschot, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Itma Name V'chulu, so too we learned, etc. Taisa comes to explain how we bringing support from Amaroig teaching to a Braisa. And that is, the Gemara brought support for this halacha of when two people do a malacha that they're going to be exempt. From where? From Avchia Bar Gamta, Namayra, that he says that it was said from the Chabura, from the group of those who are learning, that it says in the Pasuk Ba'as Seisa, which is only an individual who does Gmichai, but two that do it are going to be Pater. That is Taisa's tame, it's a wonder. The Maisi Siyata, the Gemara is bringing a support, Mishmaita, from an Amarog teaching, Lebraisa, to a Tanoic text. But in the Perakam, in the Gedushin, we find the first Perakam Gedushin of Vav Med Aleph, where the Gemara tells us a case. Someone says to his wife, you are Charufasi. So that's considered a valid way of making a kedushin. We find a pasuk that says v'hishivcha necharefes lash, which means to say a kedushin. Additionally, in Judea, people call an arusa a charufa. So the Gemara Paruch, the Gemara asks Yehuda v'oid lekra, which became a phraseology, a coined term. But what it means to say is Yehuda is assisting a pasuk. What you need to bring another proof from the custom in Judea for what is explicitly mentioned in the Torah? Sounds like you don't bring another proof from something of a lesser stature, so too over here. How could you bring a proof from an Amoric teaching to a Braisa? So the retirids, what you could say is that actually the Nizrika Mipi Chabur Dukama, actually here where it says that it was mentioned an approach for the answer from the mouths of the group members, actually Hainah Chabur Shal Tanoim. It's actually not referring. This Amor was talking about that this was something that was already mentioned by the Tanoim, and that's why it could be used to support a Braisa. Or the retirids, he says, no, actually, it is Amiram, but Mishum de Braisa del Eloi Misnia Beirib Chir Rebbeisha. Since this Braisa was not mentioned in the authentic text of the Braisa Rebbeisha, therefore we wouldn't necessarily be relying so much on the Braisa, But now that we bring a support from the Marek teaching, that supports this teaching of the Brisa. So Tosfot asked, how can you bring a raya from a Shmaitza to a Brisa? So either it's told about that actually Nizkar Mipi Chabur refers to a group of Tanoim, or actually that this Brisa was not mentioned by the Brisa B'Kin Rebbeisha, which are the authoritative Brises, and therefore we brought a support, yes, to this Brisa from the Marek teaching. Here next Tosfot Masl, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Akira's Gufay. The lifting up of his body is kakiras chavetz dami. Is it like lifting up the object, which is the akira, oiloi, or not? Tais explains that actually the Gemara's question could have been just as appropriate regarding the other half of the malacha, that of anacha, is the placing of the body, like placing the object down or not. Because Rav asked Rebbe, what's the halacha by a person who he himself did not do the akira from the ground? Rather, others, his friends, loaded him up with food and drink, and then he went out. Do we say that when he moves his body from where he was, it's like moving the objects, like the kira, the chefetz, and the bichayev? Or maybe no, moving of his body from where it was rooted is not like the kira, the chefetz, because the object stayed over there where his friends had done the kira on him, and therefore he didn't do that kira, and he'd be potter. Says Tais, near the Re, it seems to the Re, the hachi nami mutzi lemivil in hanacha. Same question could have been regarding the placing down. Let's say he did that kira, and then he takes out an object to the public domain, and then he stays there just to relax. And he didn't place the object on the ground. Do we say, is the placement of his body when he stops, is like placing down the object, and therefore he's chayv, or not? Now, Tesis says, now, from the halacha, the Mishnah that we learned regarding when the pauper sticks his hand inside the Rishus HaYachid, and he puts something into the hand of the balabais, or when he takes it from the balabais, and the only takes it out that we said is going to be chayiv because he's doing that kira nanacha, says Tosfos, lekel mifshin. There you would not be able to resolve the question, because similarly you could, because where the ani goes and takes from the hand of the balabais and he takes it outside, it doesn't say that he puts it on the ground, and still the Mishnah is saying there's Yimei Chayiv. Obviously, because, which Tais is saying could have been a relevant question, that no, you see that it would be resolved, that you see that the placement of his body is like the placing of the object, and therefore, you see that that's why the Gemara doesn't ask it. And that Tais rejects it, and actually you would not be able to prove of the halacha of a Mishnah. Because the Ikla Ukma, you could say that the Mishnah is talking about Shenicha Gabe Karka. This that we say the Ani is Yimei Chayiv when he takes it out of the hand of the usher, and the inside is where he puts it down on the ground, and therefore, we would still be able to ask that question, just like the Gemara asked regarding that kira. Now, however, regarding this halacha that Tais is quoting from the Gemara, Tais asks him, Tami, begin to say that Vamayli Pashim Mimasnitin, why is the Gemara leave it as a question? Why doesn't the Gemara resolve it from the Mishnah later on, the Vyad Alav Manal? If Diktani, the Mishnah tells us, Lo Yotze Achayt B'machatai. A tailor is not supposed to go out with his needle, Erev Shabbos, Shemi Yishkach V'yitzah, because maybe he might forget, and he's going to walk out with this pinned to his suit on Shabbos, which is considered a normal way of carrying for a tailor. And then he's going to be doing Haitzah. But says Taisus, V'i Akiris Guva Lavka Akiris Chavetz, if you would entertain to say that the uprooting, the lifting up of the body, moving just with the body, is not like picking up the object from the ground, so why would he not be able to go out with it? It can never come to Issa Deraisa, which only if you do in the Kira. Obviously, we'll only make a Derabanan if it could come to Deraisa. So obviously, you see that Akiris Gufoi is Kakiris Chavetz Dami. Why didn't we answer it from that Mishnah? So Tosfos says, no, it's not a raya from there, because Vyashlimu, what you could say is, Da filahachi asur rabbanan. Now you could say that even so, the rabbanan would still have made it forbidden. Because when you're moving your body, you could come into a rabbinic prohibition. The rabbanan made a gezerah, you should not go out with it. So although really that would seem like a gezerah le-gezerah, but we do find many times in Mefarshim explained that the chacham made gezerahs in such situations where the gezerahs are similar, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya that akiris gufa is kakiris chevetz dami. So Tosfos explained, and truthfully, the Gemara's question could have been even by Hanacha, to have the same doubt, is Hanacha's Gufika, Hanacha's Chevetz or not? And you would not be able to prove it from the case of when the Oni takes from the hand of the Balabais and takes it out to his Chayiv, because you would say, wait a second, because he didn't put it on the ground, and you still see his Chayiv. So you see that taking out, just stopping his body is considered Hanacha. So he says, no, you cannot prove from there, because maybe the case of the Mishnah is actually Toma, where he put it on the ground. Additionally, Tosfos writes that, although we find that Mishnah later on, that the tailor is not allowed to go out with the needle attached to his suit from before Shabbos, and even though you're going to say Akiris Gufa is not Kakiris Chefetz, still you could say that if he'd go out with it on Shabbos, although it wouldn't be a biblical violation, it would be at least a rabbinic violation, and therefore, in such a situation, they actually did make a Gzer, and therefore, you cannot prove it from that Mishnah later on. Continuing next, Tais of Masl, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, my time, or what's the reason? Because Yadir Loi Naich, his hand is not at rest. Tais comes to explain what's the difference between Akiras Gufay, which we consider as lifting up of the object, to Akiras Yadai of the Ani, which is not like Akiras Chivas. And that is because Rebbe responded to Rav that the lifting up of the of his body is like lifting up the object. And therefore, he answered his question, if let's say his friends loaded him up with food and drink, he's going to be Chayiv. And that he says that, don't ask from the Halacha of our Mishnah, which said that if the poor person stretches his hand inside and the homeowner puts it in his hand and he takes his yimi pater, well, you don't say, wait a second. So although the Baal HaBayis did the Akira, but when it's in the hand of the Ani, it's in one place. Then when he takes his hand out, should be like a Akiras Chayfetz, that's a Rebbe, no, because his hand stretched inside is not considered like it's placed down over there. And therefore, that removing of the hand is not considered like a Akiras Chayfetz. So he's only doing that Nacha, therefore the Ani is going to be Pater. So Nir Lari says to us, it appears to Lari, Koloshen Acher, like the other version, the Garis, that has the text in the Gemara, that the interpretation is that Yadai, not like these words that Tais is bringing, rather like the other text, that Yadai, his hand, is the Basar Gufa Greer. The reason why the hand is different is because his hand is considered that it's secondary to his body. That's where Baya Akira. So therefore you have to do an actual lifting up of the object, and not just when you're moving your hand back to the other domain. But Gufa led by Akira. But by his body, he doesn't have to actually lift it up as long as it was put on his body. Now, when he moves his body out, it's considered an Akira, and therefore that's where you're going to be Chayiv. In contrast, by Yad, you're not going to be Chayiv. But says Taisis, actually, Ulamai de Garas Nami. But even according to the other Gersais, that the text is that Yadoy Loinayach, that his hand is not at rest, even there, Mefarish Ri, the Ri explains, the Haina, that's also Mishum de Basay Gufay Gar, that it's because. It's, which actually the text we have in our Gemara, it's also for the same concept because it goes, it's dragged, it's drawn after the body. So according to the Ri, it doesn't make a difference between the two Gisais. According to both of them, the idea is because the hand is not considered a significant to be considering it as an Akira. Why? Because when they say it's Loinayich, it means to say that it's not considered a Hanocha in the Yad to be an Akira, because we consider the Yad as secondary to the body, which is in the other domain, and not as a Maisa of Akira. But Taisa brings Barash appears. Rashi explains that actually, when it says in the Gemara, Yodu Loinayach, that his hand is not at rest, it means Agabe Karka. It means on the ground. Oh, with that mashma, that sounds like that actually the deficiency is because it's not at rest, because the hand is hanging in the ear space. And therefore, you cannot call it that the object was at rest, and therefore, when he's lifting up his hand, that's not considered an Akira, because the Akira is only from something that has a Hanacha. So that's Afilu Hubi Yadu B'Makam Echad. So says Taisus, according to Rashi, his interpretation would even be if the person's hand and his body is in one place. And if his friend put it into his hand and he went out with that, according to Rashi's interpretation, Pater, he would be exempt. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, when the person put it in his hand, that hand is not resting on the ground. And therefore, according to Rashi, he never did an Akira, and he'd be Pater. But Taisa rejects this. And therefore, that's like the Ri's interpretation. Because according to the Ri, it's not because it's not at rest. It's rather because it's drawn after where the body is. But if your body and your hand are in the same place, then actually, the Ri would hold that it would be considered an Akira. As Taisa says, Ve'inir, it does not seem correct the interpretation of Rashi. Because wherever his friend loads him up, whether on his shoulder, whether on his hand, and he takes it out, he is going to be chayiv. In other words, the case that Rebbe said that you can be chayiv where Akiras Gufa is Akiras Chayfetz, that's not just on his shoulder, that's even on his hand. The only difference, like Dari was saying, is if the hand is in a different domain, that's where we cannot consider as a cure, because you're not taking out from that domain to the other domain, because your hand is where your body is, which is where you're taking it to, and therefore you never did it in Akira. And the proof is, says Taisus, because the Gitani, we learned in the Mishnah that said, or if he took it from inside and he took it out, the Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. So we see, says Taisus, Hanachas Chayiv is biyada balabais. Obviously, when the object was placed in the hand of the homeowner, Shehu v'yadu b'shus achas, when the homeowner and his hand are in the same domain, havi anochid is considered a placement. How do we know that? Min dechayiv ani, because with the fact that we hold that's a case of one of the cases when the ani is liable, she'akur b'yad balabayis, where he did the akir from the hand of the balabayis. And the reason is, because according to the Ri, it's in the same domain. The whole exemption of the hand of Loinayach, according to him, is when it's Basar Gufa Greir, it's a considered different domain. You cannot consider Akira. According to Rashi, actually, this case should have been Pater. Because since the hand of the Balabais is not resting on the ground, so therefore, you never did an Akira from a place where to be considered as an Akira, because it's not placed on the ground. Why is the Ani Chayiv when he takes it from the hand of the Balabais and takes it out? Obviously, says Taisis, because when it's placed in the hand of the Balabais, in the same place of where his body is, it is considered an Hanacha, and therefore a subsequent Akira. Which is, and therefore says Taisis, we keep in the Havi Anocha, he explains, since it's considered Anocha, to make the Ani liable when he now takes it from his hand, so therefore, Kesha Oikar Gufo Imzeh Shabiyot, the same thing is, in the case Taisis was just talking about before, when the person had something placed in his hand, and his hand was in the same place where his body is, Harei Oikar Mimakam Anocha, then he is picking it up from the place where it was placed, and therefore he would be Chayiv, not like the way it sounds like from Rashi. So Taisis explained that the Girsa that Rashi has, which is the reason why the hand is different, is because Yod Eloi Nayach, the hand is not resting. According to Rashi, what that means to say is because the hand of a person is not resting on the ground. So it's never considered like it's placed in a place of Hanocha. It has to be on a surface area. So therefore, if let's say the Balabais puts it into the hand of the Ani, so that's why when the Ani takes his hand now and puts it, brings it back into the Rosh Hashanah where his body is, that's not going to be considered an Akira to be Chayiv, because it's put into a hand, and the hand's not considered an Akira. But when he moves his body, that's considered an Akira. But Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and he says that that would be the case, then even if a person with his hand is in one domain, and his friends load him up and he goes out, he should be potter because they put into his hand, and his hand was not at rest. But the Gemara sounds like that there is no difference where they load him up, whether on their shoulder or even on his hand. So rather, the Girsa of Taisus is that it's the difference of Yodhi is because Yodhi basa gufa greirim, that the hand is drawn after where the body is. And that logic is that when a person is in one domain and his hand is stretched out to another domain, you cannot consider the hand, what the object is resting on, as if it's in that domain where it is, to be now chayav and akira when you're going to the other domain, because the hand is drawn after the domain where the primary body is. And therefore, you cannot consider that akira of the yad as akira of the chayfetz. That's what Rebbe's explaining, differentiating the body from the hand.